Hey, what's up, listeners? This is your friendly neighborhood millennial Rob, and welcome to my podcast. So today is my first ever cast, and I just want to take some time, first and foremost, to say some facts about myself so you guys can get to know me a little bit. Number one, I am a dancer and cheerleader. I've been a dancer since I was 7 and a cheerleader since I was 18. I started cheerleading when I was in college. Fact number two, I coach dance and gymnastics currently. I do that at the Dubuque Dance and Gymnastics Studio. Shout out to Ms. D and all of the Dubuque dance kids and coaches. I miss you all much, and I can't wait to come back home so that I could be around you guys again and start coaching for the summer. Fact number three, I am from Chicago, but I currently live in Iowa. I'm born and raised Chicago. I moved to Iowa when I was 14, and I kind of lived there ever since. So I've been there about 10 years. I moved from Chicago to Iowa back in 2008. Excuse me, I think I'm getting a little sick. Fact number four, I'm currently a grad student. I coach here at the college that I currently attend for grad school. So when I'm not in class, I'm coaching the dance team. I love it. I love my WIU Westernettes. Yes, if I didn't say, I currently attend graduate school at Western Illinois University. Go 11X. Fact number five, I love the color green. Green is my favorite color. It always has been, and it always will be. Green is number one. Number six, French fries are my favorite food in the entire world, and I don't care what form they come in. I think I'm just a potato person. It can come in a spud, waffle fries, baked potatoes, French fries, potato chips. You know, I'm a big potato person, so there's that. But French fries has to be my all-time favorite food. I don't care which form of French fry it is. Just give me some of those, well-seasoned, maybe a side of honey. Yes, I eat my fries with honey. Don't judge me. Those of you that love your fries with honey, hey, shout out to you guys. Those of you that don't, y'all a bunch of haters. Get on our level. Fact number seven, I love binge watching Netflix. I do that currently. If I'm not doing homework or working on some coaching stuff or around with my fraternity, shout out to Sigma Chi, by the way. I watch a lot of, you know, science fiction shows. I love shows like Sense8. That's actually one of my favorite shows on Netflix. So if you guys haven't seen it, I recommend going to watch it. Other shows like 3%. 3%, it's a really different show, but I love its overall concept. It's not even in the American language. I think it's in like Brazilian, you know, but I do watch it with English subtitles, and they do have it dubbed in the English language. So if you don't want to hear all of the dialect that's in it, it gives you the English option. It's a really, really great show. I also recommend, you know, those who have never seen it to watch it, at least watch a trailer on it. And then shows like The OA. The OA was my ultimate favorite show that Netflix have released, and I can't wait for season two. So shout out to all my science fiction fans out there. I love you all. Shout out to all my Netflix binge watchers. I hope you guys really go and watch those shows. If you've seen them already, let me know what you think. I like getting other people's opinions and thoughts on, you know, a lot of topics, because it's not just about me. I'm not the only one out here in the world. My opinion is not the only one that matters. So, you know, I would like to hear what you guys have to say too. So, speaking of which, my listeners, leave some voice messages. Oh my God, I can't talk. Leave some voice messages out there for me. I want to know what you guys think so far. Things that, you know, you like, you dislike, or just your overall commentary. Let me know. Fact number eight, I am a member of the Sigma Chi International Fraternity. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. So I want to say shout out to all of Sigma Chi. I hope you guys are out there listening. Shout out to all my brothers here at Western. I love you guys. We have Greek Week in a little bit for practice in about half an hour. So I'm going to get ready and go to that. And it's initiation week this week. And I'm excited. We're going to have some really great guys coming through. If they make it through, you know. So we'll see. Fact number 9. I am the second oldest of 7. I have 6 biological siblings, but I also have an additional 5 step siblings. You know, I count them as well. And so I want to say shout out to all of my siblings out there. I love you guys. I miss you guys so much. My listeners out there, I don't see my family that often because I am so busy with school and, you know, trying to make a career for myself. So I'm out here on the grind when it comes to school, and I spend a little less time with my family. Sad, but true. But I do want to let my family know that I think about you guys, and I love you all very, very much. And which leads me to fact number 10 about me. I have problems, just like the rest of you out there. You know, I'm that average day millennial, just like the rest of you guys out there. You know, we have our own set of problems. And, you know, I encourage other people to go out, make podcasts like this, if that's your thing, or just, you know, make contributions to the world. Let your opinions matter. Let your thoughts matter. Let your feelings matter. And put yourself out there, because you may not even know who else are out there that are in some, that they can in some form, you know, relate to you. So always be mindful of that. And, you know, I'm always going to be mindful of that. You know, I have problems just like y'all, and I know y'all have problems just like me. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. I hope that, you know, I can talk about any sort of problem or topic that I want to talk about when I'm here. Actually, that's my plan. So, you know, who knows what's going to come about in my next podcast. I guess you're going to have to listen to find out. But nice to meet everybody. Well, I guess I didn't meet you all yet, but I hope to meet and talk with you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.